Annyeonghaseyo, ni hao, konnichiwa, sawatika, selamat pagi, and namaste. This is the podcast Germany for Asians.
Françoise, hello.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You're not comfortable with that question, huh?
Well, we had that in one of our episodes. Am I now supposed to say, yeah, I'm fine, or am I not supposed to tell you that I have sore muscles from yesterday's jogging or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm.
I think we have to remind our listeners that how are you in German? Wie geht es dir? It's not a rhetorical question, you know? If you ask someone, how are you, they're usually expected to give an answer.
Yeah, unless it's somebody you don't like, and then you're not going to tell anything anyway. But
yeah. So when I asked Françoise this question, she just now she looked a little shell-shocked and was quite insecure about what to answer because she didn't expect it. This was my way of throwing you off track. But today we want to answer a very different question, right?
Exactly.
And the question is, do all Germans drink beer?
I'll have a very short answer to that. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. And I think the image of us Germans is that everyone drinks beer. We all love beer. There is no German man. Mm-hmm. German women drink beer too, but there's sort of everyone drinks beer, especially men. They drink a lot of it. We drink it all the time, and we like to eat sausages. And it's sort of a cliche and stereotype. And in some degrees, that is true, but it's also not true.
Let me give you a few statistics.
Please.
Every German, well, statistically, drinks 95 liters of beer per person per year. That's quite a lot, actually.
Let me just recap. Per person, on average, 95 liters of beer per year. 95
yes.
Liters. Okay.
We're very much on the top of international statistics. I think the Czech people drink more, and maybe the Austrians. I'm not sure, but definitely the Czech people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There you go. That's quite a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. Sounds like a lot. How about wine? How much wine do we drink?
Well, it's only 20 liters per person.
Only 20 liters of wine. We're talking about grape wine, right?
Yes, exactly. Real wine, red and white mm-hmm. wine. Yeah, and then there's another 3 liters of sparkling wine. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like champagne, okay?
Yeah, I think we need to explain. Some people do not know this. Champagne, the Champagne region in France, it's a protected term. So only sparkling wine from that region in France can be called legally and sold under the name of Champagne. Mm-hmm. So everything else has to be denominated as sparkling wine from other regions.
Plus, it's also a method. It's a definite method to produce the sparkling wine. We're not going to go into that because that's a bit too much detail.
Well, I couldn't because I have no idea how it works.
You're kind of doing it in the bottle, you know?
Okay. So we already said, a lot of Germans drink beer. I think 95 liters of beer per head per year on average is a fairly large number. You know, we're sort of in the top 5 in the world. But it still isn't quite true that all Germans drink beer. There are, you know, large areas of Germany where people drink more wine than they drink beer. Would you like to enlighten our listeners where that is and why that
yes.
is?
I'm burning to do that. It's more in the south for a very easy reason, because in the south you can grow wine. You can't in the north due to climatic reasons. Well, in Hamburg, you're not going to find any vineyards. Mm-hmm. But of course, in the south, like where I live, it's the biggest red wine producing region of Germany. And of course, people, I wouldn't say they don't drink beer. That's not true. A man who doesn't drink beer, there's always a suspicion there's something wrong with his testosterone level, okay? But wine is consumed, well, it has a bit of an upper class touch, you know? You drink wine with food, you drink that in the evening with friends. It has a bit more intellectual touch. Mm-hmm. Like beer is more proletarian.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know what to drink next then. Huh?
Yeah, of course. It impresses women, I can tell you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's better than a big beer. And the thing is, we have a huge choice as well in the south. That's why southern Germany is more of a wine drinking region. Yeah.
Okay. And I need to say, as a northern German, I was raised in northern Germany and I live in northern Germany. And we don't have that wine culture and tradition here in Northern Germany. In Northern Germany, we drink beer.
Mm.
People do drink wine. People buy wine. But the tradition isn't quite as developed as in the South. We drink a lot less wine. Wine is more expensive up here in the North. And we also drink more foreign wines because, you know, you Southern Germans, you keep all the good stuff to yourself and you don't send it up north, you know. And that's not a joke. there is more foreign wine available in supermarkets, and German wine tends to be a little bit more expensive, which is quite strange. But there is another reason why that is. It's not just that we don't have this tradition. There is a reason why we don't have that tradition, because of the people that brought wine to these regions. Those were the Romans. The Romans, when they occupied parts of Europe during their reign, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 years ago, they didn't come this far north. The border that they didn't really cross was the Rhine, and they went into certain parts of Germany. They brought their wine traditions. They brought grapes and sort of the tradition of how to make wine. And they left it when the Roman Empire broke down. These traditions stayed on because locals had taken on that tradition. But sort of the areas where you can get wine are those areas where the Romans got to, where the Romans settled, where the Romans had sort of colonial outposts. And this wasn't, they didn't get that far in the north. And that's why we don't have that tradition. Also, the climate isn't very conducive to growing wine. We have less sun, days are shorter, you know, and in the south.
You can't. It just isn't done. Yeah.
The soil also isn't right. So in Southern Germany, where you are, and lots of areas in the south, it's perfect for growing wine. And that's why there's this tradition, why people drink wine from a young age. And there is beer as well. But I think you will find that in the north, I think the average of 95 liters per person per head is sort of made up more by people from the north.
I checked the numbers, and I found that we have 80,000 winemakers in Germany. So people that are growing grapes to make wine. But only 1,500 breweries.
It used to be more, though. Breweries keep closing down. Or they are, you know, being bought up by larger conglomerates, which is an international sort of trend. So that's something that we used to have more breweries. It's something that's been persistent over the last few years, or maybe the last 10, 20 years, that the big breweries are buying up, gobbling up the smaller breweries and sort of just incorporating the beer brands I think beer brands are still quite a lot. You can still find a lot of different brands, but the breweries themselves, they're getting less, and the large breweries just keep producing, you know, the same amount of beer brands.
And it's not that these 80,000 winemakers each make their own wine. They don't. They couldn't, because some are really small. So what they do is they sell their grapes to a cooperative, and then the cooperative does a wine from the region.
Yeah,
it can be really good, actually.
Yeah. So you prefer wine, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Actually, I do too. I'm beer is okay in the summertime when it's hot. You know, I like a cold beer, but I don't drink a lot. I don't drink that much. I'm not a big drinker. But
I'll say something Germans would hate me for. I love Belgian beer, the one with cherry taste and strawberry taste. But of course, Germans don't drink that normally because it's not according to the, what is it called in English? The Reinheitsgebot.
The purity law. And that's something that's very important. German beer in Germany, if you sell beer in Germany, it has to be brewed according to the purity law. It's a very ancient law. This law was, I think, instituted and legislated in the year 1516, if I remember correctly. So it's quite an old law, and it says beer is only allowed to have three ingredients, I think. And that's water, hops, and grain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you're allowed to put in. No chemicals allowed. If you want to sell beer in the German market, your beer is not allowed to have chemicals. So.
I mean, I wouldn't say the Belgians put chemicals in, but they put cherries in. I love it.
Mm. We may have to cut this part, François, right? Otherwise you'll get nasty letters from Germans.
We'll have to emigrate.
Yeah, to Belgium or to Asia. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so I prefer wine as well, even though I grew up in the north and there's not much of a wine tradition. But I still prefer the taste. And I think it's very cultured and very civilized to have a glass of wine with a meal.
Exactly. Mm. And it's worth trying the large variety in Germany because it's really so many different kinds of wine. And actually, it's fun to go for a walk, you know, in the vineyards. You have beautiful views. And then sometimes in the middle of the vineyards, you can find a little kiosk where people are selling the wine, you know, by glass. And you can have a little break and have a glass of wine, which makes the view even more beautiful. And then tumble back to your car. Well, or maybe not the car, maybe to the bus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you just gave yourself away, François. That's a part you really may want to cut.
No.
Anyway, but before we give anyone the impression that all that Germans do is drink wine, that's not true. We do drink a lot of beer, especially in the north. And people usually are very loyal to their brand of beer. Mm-hmm. People don't switch brands around a lot. It's a little bit like the mineral water. Everyone will have maybe two or three beer brands, two or three different kinds of beer that they like. And they're fiercely loyal to their brand. They won't, you know, and there's like other brands from other places and people will propagate that those are terrible beers and that they don't taste good. But the people from that area, they will propagate, you know, that the beer from other areas is not as good. It's a little bit like football clubs, you know.
Let's just tell our listeners that maybe you've just started listening to our podcast. We have an episode on mineral water. And that's very interesting too, because it's the same thing. People are very loyal to their brand. Yeah.
Very interesting. It's riveting. It's like watching a thriller in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, well. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this episode. Or do you have anything to add?
No.
It's a very short answer. Do all Germans drink beer?
No.
No, we don't. In fact, there are a lot of people who drink wine, and we do drink a lot of wine. It's not a clear-cut picture, but keep in mind, there are a lot of people who drink a lot of beer. So the answer is, well, it's also yes.
I'd say let's just finish with a hearty Prost, which is cheers in German. Mm-hmm. It's very always useful to know. And have a nice evening. Have a nice beer. Have a nice wine.
I will. Good to see you. Talk to you next time. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.